Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain. It's been one of those rainy days where you just want to sit home and pet your cats.
Aww.
They've been getting a lot of extra attention today, and they're loving every minute of it. They're crashed out now. They're sleeping.
Well, it's been a beautiful sunny day in Florida. Little clouds, but minimal. They come and go a little bit, but just another day in paradise here.
Sure, sure. Brag it up.
A cool 75 degrees.
Well, for those of you who are listening for the first time, Jacqueline and I have created the Illumination Station, and we do astrology for a living. And we teach it, we live it, we breathe it, that and also tarot. And so our show tonight, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's going on with Saturn, the great teacher of the zodiac, the planet of commitment, restriction, rules all structures, all things that can be stand the test of time, shall we say. And this planetary energy is exalted in Libra right now and getting ready to retrograde. So we wanted to give you a little heads up on that. Why don't you go ahead and start off, Jack, because you have some very strong feelings about this.
Well, it's in Saturn. Saturn is in Libra. So the Libra energy at 29 degrees is such critical degrees to make that shift and that turn. It doesn't quite leave Libra, so it has a higher impact, of course, on one-to-one relationships and on learning and growing and setting foundations for one-to-one relationships. It is going to go retrograde after the new moon in Leo, which leaves an interesting situation because they are going to be squaring each other at the time of the full moon. And so romance and dating and one-to-one relationships are really going to be highlighted at this point in time. And the lessons here are patience and understanding and bringing back romance. One of the things about the full moon that I like with this is that it gives the opportunity for a relationship that has been a long-term relationship that has gotten into a lot of routines to be able to get back into that romance and start new routines as far as the romance is concerned.
Exactly. See, I like Saturn retrograde in Libra because I think it's a time when we're going to also go back and look at what we have established over the last 7 years. Because I always look at the seven-year quarter turn of Saturn all the time. And a lot of times I find when Saturn's retrograde, I find myself looking back about 7 years and saying, okay, well, what have I done with my life? What have I committed myself to, my time, my energy, my integrity? What have I done in that time period? And I say, well, how could I have done that better? How could I improve on that perhaps? And the beautiful thing I like about the full moon chart where Saturn's positioned is it's in beautiful trine to both Chiron and Neptune. And I just love that because I think it's going to add imagination to our relationships, imagination to some of the things that we have established. We're going to go back and look at it and say, wow, how about this and how about that? And with Mars retrograde also in Virgo, I think we're going to be able to do that in a very interesting way of analyzing mentally, but also putting our intuition into it as well.
I agree, and that is the key. With that trine to Neptune and Chiron right at this point in time, it really adds the faith into it. It really adds that belief into it. The key word I use for Pisces is I believe. Okay,
yes,
and it's
yes.
Because there's always that hope, that optimism. Anything can be possible. And having that beautiful trine to it and going back and re-examining what we've done before really helps to add that faith to it, that yes, it can change. Yes, it can be done. We know the mistakes now. We can move on.
Exactly. And the other thing I find exciting is opposing Jupiter in Taurus. fixed Earth sign. So you had talked a lot about this last week as well. I just wanted to acknowledge that, that, again, we are looking at our value system, too. So what we have established in the past, we have to appreciate and be thankful for that which we have created. But also, again, we're going to look and see, well, am I having a balanced view? Could I have done it any better? I have this much to work with.
That's a great thing. Yes, that's a great thing, especially with the Mars retrograde in Virgo. You know, that leads to that work, that establishment, that foundation. But again here, especially at this point in time with Valentine's Day coming up, I do want to reiterate that a lot of people are going to be focusing on their one-to-one relationships more than their work. And with this, I think it's more empowering with the work than the one-to-one relationships.
Exactly. Exactly. I think the relationships that we have also with groups, like within the work setting, whether we work for ourselves or other people, we're going to take a look at how it's being, you know, administrated. Is it a place of integrity? Are people doing their personal best? And is there a better way to organize and increase the amount of effective communication we have, even in groups, because of that Mars and Saturn retrograding at the same time? So I think that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out as well, especially with Congress.
Yes.
I had to say
this. This is interesting times we live in with the politics.
Absolutely. Well, we have a number of callers on hold. I suppose we should get to them. What do you think?
All right.
You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you? It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. How's it going?
It's going good.
Great. Now, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I was going to ask what this Saturn station retrograde, how it's going to impact my relationship, my love relationship.
Okay.
Well, here again, we were talking about morals, values, and beliefs. Okay. And in your chart, you have transiting right now the Sun in Aquarius and Mercury in Aquarius and Neptune in Pisces are all in your seventh house of that one-to-one relationship. Okay? You're being enlightened and awakened. Even though you don't want to see it, you're being enlightened and awakened to what the real truth is about this relationship. Okay? And with Mars station retrograde in your second house, it's really making you take action on your own personal values and beliefs and take a stand for really what is truthfully your truth. So this is an opening time for you to have no fear, but to come with who you are to your relationship and try and rebalance it. What would you have to say after that?
Well, Danielle, you know that she is telling you exactly what I told you yesterday, don't you?
All right. I definitely need to have more.
I wanted her. I wanted your opinion too. Right? That's the thing, Jacqueline. I wanted your feedback on this, so I wanted her to hear it from a completely different source.
This is a really empowering time, though. You should really realize this is empowering for you to really see who you are and to really be the beautiful person that you are. You know, here again, that Neptune says, "I believe I can do this." And that's the way you should be. Stand firm. Don't be fearful of what will come in the future. Live in the now and live in the moment with that Uranus and Aquarius. Things will shift on their own. You know. And so you're not going to be able to predict the future on that one.
Right. Yeah, so I try to have a more balanced view, and I'm not giving up.
And, again, it's very important to negotiate inwardly and outwardly. Because right now Mars is retrograde, an exact square to your Gemini Sun, Danielle. So this is an inner negotiation and an outer negotiation. It's going to be going on every moment of your waking time, okay? So allow yourself to flex with it and deal with every conversation, okay, with the people in your life right now that are also trying to refocus every conversation individually. Don't allow too much overlap here. As Jacqueline said, now is it time to have the conversation? And then when you leave that conversation and you leave that room, the next time you get together with that person, it's a whole new ballgame. Don't let it overlap too much. Deal with everything as it's coming through so you're really clear.
Very much in the present.
Yeah.
I just love people unconditionally and forgive them.
Of course. But at the same time, don't be taken advantage of either.
Okay. And there's a way to express them to how I feel without being too mean and bitchy.
Well, and here again, it's energetically wise. And you natally have a Mars in Gemini. Not only is your sun there, but your Mars is there. Run. Walk away. You don't have to communicate. Walk away. By your silence, they get it.
Exactly.
Do you understand it that way? Extract yourself out of the circumstances. Don't involve it. Don't comment on it. Don't say anything, and you'll get a whole different result.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
This is something they have to come into you on their own, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, sweetie.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. She's so great.
She is. She's got a lot of power right now as far as her work is concerned. She really needs to focus on that.
I know. That's what I want to see her put more energy into. We had discussed that, and, you know, it's a good thing. All right. You have other people holding on here. You want to take another one?
Sure.
Hi there. You're on the air. Oops.
Hello?
Hi there. You're on the air. This is the Illumination
Hi. Seat. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
What can we do for you tonight?
I have a crush on someone. Cool.
Okay.
Because yesterday I was talking with a friend, and she was confirming that this guy is gay. I've been knowing this anyway, but I've been confirmed. But she told me that I should talk to him because he seems sad and lonely. So I don't know. I really don't know. So I'm just wondering what my astrology says about maybe I find someone from school just to give me a clue.
What's your birthday?
October 18, 89.
And do you know what time you were born?
I was born 1:18 a.m.
1989.
Yeah.
And that was a.m., correct?
Yep.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
I was born in New Britain, Connecticut. If you want the zip code, I could give you zip code.
No.
Wow, what a chart. Let me make sure I have this right. October 18th of 89?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And 1:18 a.m.?
Mm-hmm, in the morning.
Okay. I like all those 1:8s. It's kind of cute. Well, it looks like you're all about serious romance in your chart, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want that commitment, but you also want the jazz. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the ability to be such a fantastic companion, too. You have a lot of friends, don't you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, who do you have a crush on?
Some guy that I see around school.
You You don't know his birthday, though, right?
I don't know his birthday. I never even talked one word to him. I've been encouraged to say hi, but I'm actually shy. but I'm thinking of saying hi to him.
You know, one thing that I will say about your chart is that you're here to develop your inner self. And it's really learning and growing about you, okay? And each experience you have with other individuals should be that growing and learning experience, okay, is what I'm trying to say. Because I think you're a little too shy, and I think that you don't put yourself out there enough. You're a nice guy. You got a Leo rising. You got this great thing going on. I wouldn't worry about the attraction of others. I know you're a one-to-one relationship, and you like to have a lot of fun, that's for sure. But here again, I think it's more of living in the experience to find the right one.
Yeah. I
think it's going to be your lucky year as far as love is concerned. I think you're going to find a relationship that's really going to empower you because Pluto, for the first time since the Revolutionary War, is in Capricorn. It's sitting on both your Saturn and your Neptune in the fifth house of romance. So what happens is you want to establish a relationship that can still be imaginative, someone you can build your dreams with. But I don't really think that it's going to be coming from school so much. I have a feeling it's going to be coming more from recreation surrounding school. Are you following me on this?
Yeah.
Now, do you belong to clubs or groups or organizations associated with the school? Are you doing anything extracurricular there? Anything creative?
Well, I do aesthetic, but he does cosmetology, so he's in another class. But I usually see him at break.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
but sometimes I finish, I stay after, staying with my friend that she does hair, but he usually stays late. So I might have to ask him to give me a Medicare.
I don't think you're gonna do that immediately because right now the South Node is sitting on your moon in Gemini, and that's why you haven't had the conversation yet, okay? But it's only gonna be sitting there for about 30 days. So my feeling is somewhere between now and the next 60 days, you probably are gonna end up finding a little bit more about what's going on with him. I just don't think the timing has been right, but I just don't think you can open up that conversation. You could have some good laughs. You could have some communication. I'm going to encourage you to pursue it. You know,
what I'm going to say about that is allow it to unfold on its own natural self. I think there's an attraction there. I agree with Aphrodite about the timing of it is wrong, and that's how come I'm really hesitant on it, and Aphrodite is really hesitant on it, is because the timing of it for you to meet and make this a good relationship is not now. It's about a month from now, 4 to 6 weeks from now, before you're going to see really where it's going to go. So I would just sit on it for a while.
That is kind of like say hi to him, not like, you know, not something.
You know, say hi to him, smile, whatever.
Yeah,
tell
I remember.
Joke. I wouldn't take action on it. Do you understand it that way? I wouldn't take action on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either.
I think to be funny, to be a little bit offhanded, to kind of see what kind of response you get, that's a great idea. See, what's happening right now is, of course, Mars is retrograde, and because of that, you know, there can be people that are going to try and come back into your life, too. So I just want you to have that awareness.
Okay.
Okay. And I think that it could be people that are trouble, people that are friends. It could even be people that you've been interested in previously. So be prepared for that as well. Although, again, the shyness is not going to play a role there because you already know the person. So there's going to be more than one thing going on simultaneously over these next 6 weeks. And I think that that's good for you. You've got to come out of your shell, honey. You've got to come out of your shell.
Yeah. I remember
you're a nice
he did
guy.
Come out at
really
me.
Sweet. People like you.
Like you.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
Well, that's great. Well, glad you called in. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a stellar night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. Such a nice person. That lineup
of Planetary
Energy has gotten that fifth house. He's going to end up owning his own place. He's going to do well in business. Very well in business.
Very well.
Well, we have another caller. We're popular tonight. This is wonderful. Hi there. You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station.
Hi. Hi, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you
doing?
How
are you?
I'm fine. I'm Tiffany. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
All right, Tiffany.
I wanted to know how Saturn retrograde is going to be affecting my relationship.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
5/23/1983. And the birth time is 1:27 a.m.
In what city?
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, okay. You were born where you are.
Exactly. That's so unusual.
I love it here.
Yeah, there's a lot to do in Brooklyn, though. I could see where you wouldn't have to go anywhere else find stimulation.
Yep.
New York is a Sag place, and you've got Jupiter, Uranus, South Node, Neptune, all in Uranus. You know, it's right on your midhaven. You're in the right spot for yourself, definitely, for not only your benefits, but your own comfort zone with that South Node there and Neptune. It's great. Do you know the birth date of the person you're involved with?
November 1st. Yeah, November 1st, 1985. And his birth time is 12:03 a.m. We're currently separated right now, but he's been contacting me. We do share two children together. So.
What city was he born in?
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, okay.
Say again?
Hmm?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay. And what was the time again?
12:03 a.m.
P.M. Okay.
No, A.M.
Okay, 12:03
A.M.
Okay.
Yes.
That would make a big difference. It flips the chart 180 degrees.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
That's what I thought. I heard A.M. when you said P.M., I was nervous. You didn't pick an easy relationship, did you?
Nope, it isn't.
I really think you're going to end up having to reconsider this commitment.
Reconsider as in ended officially or continue?
No, because Saturn's a very slow-moving planet, Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
This is a process, not an event. Because
right.
You're the kind of person you're going to, you know, you're really going through your Saturn return, okay? Saturn's retrograding right on top of your natal Saturn. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so because of that, it is very personal to you, and you are the kind of person, you know, you're always going to want to strive for your personal best. You have a great deal of integrity in your chart, and so because of that, you're really going to have to review, go back, take a long look at this, because if you, whether you end it or you rebirth it, you want to make sure you're doing the right thing, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So take your time. I know that's easier said than done.
And I'm going to give it to you from his perspective because he has a south node going over his moon, so emotionally he's bonding stronger to you. You have a strong scorpion energy with this individual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's not a Scorpio himself, he's got Pluto. Well, no, he is. Pluto, Sun, South Node, all of this in Scorpio. So it's a very intense energy as far as he's concerned. He doesn't let go of things easily, okay? However, he is highly independent. He is always going to keep coming back. And I'm going to tell you this. You are the controller of this relationship, and you will end it or you will keep it. Okay, it is your choice, not his. He will keep coming back until you make a definitive line. And so, like Aphrodite was saying, going back to the transits at this point in time with Saturn, your Saturn return happening and Saturn going retrograde and going back over it again, you are going to be reexamining this relationship again. But I think you need to make it, is this right for me? Is this the right one? Because he's going to be around forever, okay? As long as you want him there, he's there. And even sometimes when you don't, to be honest with you. So here again, you've got to work with this guy, you know, put the definitive lines on. And this is the time to reevaluate that and really see what direction you want to go with that.
Okay.
But again, remember, one thing I will tell you, you are the controller of this relationship.
The reason he's coming back again is because of the Mars retrograde in Virgo. And so my feeling is that there can be ways that you can iron out some things that you previously couldn't during the cycle of time. And I think each one of you will learn from what you're going through right now whether the relationship makes it far into the future or whether it doesn't. Because sometimes it's about what you learn with the people in your life
right.
rather than establishing something that's going to last till the end of your days. And I think right now, I think that you are entertaining the thought of, you know, giving him audience and maybe working out a few things and maybe trying to understand things a little bit better, and I think he might be doing the same thing. And I don't think it's a bad thing to do this during this time period because Mars has a lot to do with passion and decision, and action, okay? And Saturn has a lot to do with commitment. But in Libra, there has to be a romantic counterpart, and there has to be a certain level of intimacy for you to be truly satisfied.
Right.
And trust is a major factor here.
Yeah.
Trust is the big thing here is understanding and merely being able to communicate on a different level. So I think it's okay for you to take up that challenge, but don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies.
Well, keep us posted. Give us a call back and let us know how it turns out.
I will. Thank you.
All right, great. You're welcome. Good night. Wow. Pretty intense, huh?
That's an intense relationship.
But again, there's a lot of good growth in those kinds of relationships, too, you know, when you already have a relationship, yeah, and you come back and forth, and you grow and you change, and then you try to address the relationship again, thinking maybe now you have the magic key that's going to unlock the door.
And here again, with that enlightenment and awakenment, it can really work for their benefit. The bond between the two of them is extremely strong. And it's a matter of both of them having a stronger understanding. And really, that growth process brings a stronger relationship than ever. Not that I'm saying that it's going to go that way. These are relationships that you work at, but the devotion is truly there between the two of them. So they've got the first nut.
And the thing is, it's almost like they wait for the difficulty before they embrace the understanding, and it has to be done the other way around.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I see it going on. I think the retrograde is going to help to reverse that process, and they're going to get a lot of good out of this time period.
Yeah, I do agree there. This is a good, that's a come I don't want to discourage the relationship just because I think some great boundaries and limits and understandings and all of this can go on during this period of time, which it, whenever you have a child, you want to have a good relationship with their other parent.
Absolutely. some more holders on this line right now, so I should go in and grab one of them here.
All right.
You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station.
Hello.
Great. How you doing?
Good.
What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, my name is Sharon, and I'm looking to move forward in my life, actually, and I would like to know what the influence is. My birth date is 3/22/49 at Toledo, Ohio, at 10:30 p.m.
Now, do you still live in Toledo?
No, I'm in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma right now.
Can you give me the name of that city again?
Broken Arrow. It's outside Toledo.
Oh, Broken Arrow. Okay, got it.
Oh, that fun Aries energy with a Capricorn moon.
Yeah.
Scorpio rising.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah.
Powerful woman is what we're saying.
Exactly. Woo. You've got it going on here.
Well, I haven't been involved with anyone for a very, very, very long time, so...
What are you doing for a living?
Right now I'm a caregiver, but I'm about to change that. And in just a couple of weeks, I'm getting a certification and moving.
That is what I'm looking for, because the reason why I brought that up when you were talking about one-to-one relationships is because right now the focus is on your career. It's transforming and changing for your benefit. This is a good thing for you emotionally. Okay, I do feel that there's some things that you have to clean up with Mars transiting through your 10th house at this point in time of career. I do think there's some things that you have to clear up or clean up or go back and reexamine. But also, I think this is a great time for your career. I think it's making a major shift for the better for you.
Yeah. On the 15th, I'll be taking a certification for massage therapy.
Excellent.
And I've been
doing
it for a long time. Yeah, it's a national certification, so I really do have a wanderlust in my soul. So I figured, hey, I'll do that.
I think this is a great thing, and I think it'll work really well for you all the way around. You've got the touch, you've got the vibe to be able to feel things out. You've got the strong commitment with that moon in Capricorn. I do want to make sure that you do stretch your body a great deal, do yoga or something like this, because with what you're going to be doing, you're going to be compressing your body, and that Capricorn energy, it tends to tighten up a little bit more. So stretch your body, and emotionally you'll cleanse a lot of things once you finish with playing with other people.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question. Where are you moving to?
Pardon me?
Where were you thinking of moving to?
I'm moving to Texas.
What city?
New Brunsfeld, outside San Antonio.
Okay, let's take a look at it. Now, is there family there, or is it just a place you've always wanted to live?
It's a place to go to.
Okay.
I have to leave the situation I'm in, so that's
okay.
What came about.
Well, I just looked at your relocation scores, and the culture and creativity is magnificent there for you. Career opportunities are rampant. Your taste as far as, where you're going to be living, the food you're going to be eating, what you're going to be wearing, professional opportunities everywhere. This is a great choice, hon. This is a great choice.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I think this is a really good move, yeah.
And I think the reason that you haven't established a relationship where you are, or it's not necessarily where you want to be in a relationship. I really think, again, it was time for you to kind of move on and begin anew. Uranus is sitting right on your Mars and on your Sun right now, and it's the great liberator of the zodiac. You know, it's a time to set yourself free from the old constraints and really fly. This is going to be great. And if you create a relationship there, it's going to be good because you're going to be doing it on a very independent and empowering level. It's going to be a whole new ball game, romantically, recreationally. It's going to be good for you.
Wonderful. Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
You're doing all the right things here.
Wonderful.
And I can see you're very, very gifted with your healing arts as well. That's really very evident in your chart.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great time to launch.
I think you're really going in the right direction. You could, you know, I would just go with the ride, go with the flow of where it's leading you to right now, because I think you're going in a great direction. I think San Antonio is going to lead you to some great success, not only in work, but in love.
Yes.
It really opens up your romance stuff.
Dynamite. Wow, what could be better, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of work, but just go with it. Just go do what you need to do to get it done and to get everything moved, and you're going to be fine. You really are.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Check in with us. Let us know how you're doing.
I will. Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a great day.
You too. Awesome. Some people just know it's the time to fly, you know, and then they call us to get for that confirmation. But, you know, it's funny how many people call us just for the confirmation. You know, they're already intuiting things themselves. They're developing their own personal skills. I just love that.
I do, too, and I think it's growing at this point in time because of the Neptune and Pisces. I'm seeing a lot of that to where it's just naturally coming, and they're naturally reaching out and starting to make these changes instead of, you know, wandering around or holding on to the past. I love this time because of how many changes I'm seeing in people and how it's empowering people like this one. Even though it's uncomfortable to make a change, they're still making that change. And that's a great thing. It's really paying off at this time.
Absolutely. Well, you ready for another caller?
All right.
Good evening. You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you all?
Great. What can we do for you?
I have a question also about my love relationship. I just want to know maybe what's coming up for us.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is February 26, 77.
And do you know what time you were born?
Yes, I was born at 2:59 a.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times.
I do, too. That's great. And what city were you born in?
I was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And do you know the birth date of the one you're involved with?
Yes. His is May 2nd, 1964. I don't have a time. I'm going to get back for him.
That's okay. And do you know where he was born?
He was born in Pennsylvania, also.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful country up there.
Yeah, we haven't been getting much of a winter, though. Waiting for the snow.
Right. All right. Let's take a look. I heard that.
I have a Pisces rising. I have no poker face.
True.
Have you ever heard the story of opposites attract?
Well, yeah.
Okay. What I'm saying with this is that you two can balance each other out. Okay. and in this relationship, because the two of you bring two different things to the table here. You're truly his teacher. Okay, you enlighten and awaken him in a lot of different ways. But he's as stubborn as they come. I got to say that, hon.
I know.
It's to your benefit, again, because of that Jupiter and Taurus that you naturally have. It is to your benefit to understand that stubbornness. But you don't have a stubborn bone in your body. Okay, so you've got to learn how to do that. You've got to learn how to stand still and let it, you know, have the patience to, so he doesn't wear you down so quickly.
Okay.
I'll give you a trick, because you have a Mercury in Aquarius and a Mars in Aquarius, and he has a Mars in Aries. What I'm saying with that is that you can distract him by your actions. Get him doing something else, and he'll forget about it.
Okay. What do you like? Just get him doing something else.
Yes. Okay. Whenever you get frustrated or you two get locked heads on something, completely stop the conversation, walk away, and literally say, "Okay, we need to do this now. We need to go make dinner. We need to go clean the car. We need to," and throw him off. Okay. Because once he gets stuck in something, he really gets stuck in it. And when he changes, you have the opening to have that higher understanding and give him that higher understanding. Again, I said that you were his teacher. So you have to give him the bigger picture, because sometimes he gets stuck in the small picture way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a strong emotional connection with the two of you.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is supposed to be a year where he prospers. And you do too, because you're both going through your Jupiter return.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a time for you to look at your resources and what you want to do with it. And you do have some fixity in your chart also in some ways. And because of that, sometimes you do have to choose territories. You know, sometimes it's not good to stay in a discussion. It's time to walk away from it, as Jacqueline pointed out, to have a distraction so things don't get too intense.
Okay.
Now, do you have a social life together?
We've been dating for the last few years, and we had broken up last year and just got back together a few months ago. And things have been really good, knock on, like, some wood. we did talk a lot, which communications and stuff like that, like, which he's not so good at, but he's been good at recently.
He is not a good communicator. He never will be a good communicator. He's a doer.
He's a doer. Okay. Well, even
he's
doing
doer.
Things that, like, he's doing things like showing me that he does want to be present in the relationship, you know?
And that's what that's how you're going to indicate, not by the communication, okay, but that's how he's going to indicate his satisfaction. And I'll give you one more trick to him. If his career is not going well, he is not a happy camper, and nothing in his life will go well. That career is what he bases it on. Okay, so he has to be happy with his work.
Yeah, because he had a rough couple of years with his business, and everything seems to be moving around, and he's much happier, you know.
And nice
he'll
take
it out on everybody.
And the nice thing about Mars being retrograde in Virgo is that it is complementing his Taurus planets right now very much so, and it is allowing him, again, to work smarter with his business, to work smarter with his money, and to analyze things a little bit more. But some of that analysis that he's going to be doing may be internally. Okay, like he might not say anything at the moment, but then he'll come back and then he'll tell you what he kind of prepared. It's almost like he wants to prepare his dialogue a little bit right now, which I think it's nice because it is going to slow down the action a little bit that way, so that you do have some quiet and still time together. If you do go out together for dinner, or you go to a movie, you know, whatever you do, it's going to be a little bit more thoughtful, I think, as far as the way the conversation is going to take place. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you see things like a commitment between us at all? Maybe like, I don't know about marriage, but like moving in together or anything like that?
Let's see. I could see it more towards the end of the year, once Saturn goes direct, and then maybe moves on closer to Scorpio. I could see it more towards the end of the year, because while Saturn is retrograde, now it's maybe important to talk about how each one of you does envision your own personal futures to see if it would really work together. And I think you can talk about that now because the planets are retrograde. Unfortunately, it's not about doing in the moment, as Jacqueline pointed out, and he wants
right.
to. But I think, again, to allow yourself to take your time with this, because I think if you try to rush it, it's going to crash and burn. I think if you're just thoughtful and you think about what you're going to do together next year and just kind of look ahead like the relationship is not going to end, you're going to subconsciously send that message that you're in it for the long pull. And maybe that's the easiest way to express it with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Well,
I'm
so glad you called in, and keep us posted.
I will. Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, I always love those Pisces energies.
Oh, I know you do. You think Pisces rising and Pisces moon has anything to do with that? I had to tease you. Just a little bit. Well, we have a couple more callers. I think we could, like, pick maybe one or two more. Let's go for it. What do you think?
All right.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What can we do for you tonight?
My birthday is 9/18/56.
And do you know what time you were born?
5:35 in the morning.
And what city were you born in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. Do you still live in Cleveland?
No, I'm in California.
Uh-huh.
Where in California?
San Diego.
San Diego. Okay.
Beautiful area.
It sure is.
And what's your question for us tonight?
I just want to know what areas of my chart of these energies are affecting the retrograde Saturn and Mars. I know Mars is in the first house for me.
Absolutely, and it's conjunct your Sun.
Mars is not transiting your first house in San Diego chart, though. How long have you been in San Diego?
Since 92.
Okay. Whenever you move across time meridians, okay, it takes about 13 lunar months for you to adapt to the new energy grid, okay? And then sometimes if you're dealing with very specific things, good idea to relocate you and use a relocation wheel. Now, in San Diego, you have Leo rising at 4 degrees and 26 minutes, and Mars is transiting retrograde in your second house in the San Diego chart.
Okay?
So this is going to affect your value system, where you're living, the amount of money that you're making, the way that you're doing your work. And it's a time to get very reorganized at this time, okay, as far as dealing with your resource management, your personal resource management. Okay?
Should I organize or not organize?
To get more organized, to find a better way, to make it a little bit more rhythmic, like get some momentum going.
More efficient, yeah.
Yep. So you're going to be working with your money. You're going to be working with your numbers. You're going to probably be cleaning out your closets, getting rid of stuff you don't need. And you're going to try and work smarter and not harder by having a more detailed plan, because Mars in Virgo is trying to have you take actions that perfect the way that you're working and what you're doing to create your income and what you're doing to create your health and well-being as well.
Okay.
And Saturn in the San Diego chart is going to be retrograding in your fourth house of home. Now, are you currently happy where you're living?
Not at all. I mean, I like the state, but not the neighborhood.
Right. So this is a time where you're going to say, what would I envision? What would I dream of? Because Saturn is sitting on your Neptune in Libra in the fourth house in the San Diego chart. So how do I envision myself in this area where I could use more of my imagination? I would feel more of my active spirituality, and also where you could have a little bit of better social energy too, I think. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm looking at this transiting sun hitting as part of fortune at this point in time, and I look at it a little differently than Aphrodite does in this aspect, because I do see it in the sixth house of his work. I do see advantages as far as right now is a good time to really get yourself out there as far as your work is concerned and start making changes and thinking about changes, because, again, here, I do believe in the fall you're going to make a decision to move from where you are. Your nodes are lining up with each other in your natal chart, saying that there is a move and that it is time for you to let go of the area that you're living in. So by the end of this year, I think you're going to make that change. But I think that really your focus, again, I think it's the personal values and beliefs is correct, and the personal monies as far as she's is concerned, that that's really where your focus should be at this point in time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're glad you called in tonight.
Definitely. You
said
tonight.
Let us know
where
how
you're from.
Doing.
You keep saying tonight, though. Where are you in the chart?
Oh, I'm
in the country.
I'm in Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. It's not night yet, though.
I know. It's 4:47 p.m. here.
I always enjoy your show. Thanks so much.
All right. You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was funny.
The habits we
that.
Have, aren't they interesting?
I know it. I know. Well, both of us talk to people all over the country and outside the country, as far as doing phone consultations and such. Mm-hmm. And what we probably should do is we probably should tell people a little bit how they could get in touch with us if they want a personal reading that's a little bit longer and a little bit more intricate. So why don't you fill in people? You're doing a lot of good stuff right now, Jack. And tell everybody what you're doing.
Oh, I'm teaching classes not only in tarot but also astrology. I have a beginning astrology class I'm doing at the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach. I also have an office in Stewart that I work with, and I'm all over the place. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can give me a call at 772-286-2720.
And, of course, I'm Aphrodite, and I read out of the Lifestream Center, where I also teach classes in Tarot. We have a Tarot Share group, which is really fun and interactive. And I basically have a wonderful event I do every week, a little bit hippie, where I do mini readings for people here locally, which they love. They just stop in, they have a quick question, they want to look at the cards, look at the chart on screen on my computer. It's all fun, it's all good. And if you would like to have a private consultation with me, and I do record the reading for you on CD, there's no postage and handling, and I do make sure that you have a copy of the reading so that you can review it and go over some of the details that we'll discuss. And you can reach me at 540-400-0110. Well, want to take one more?
Sure.
Okay. Hi there, this is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, my name's Holly.
Hi, Holly. What can we do for you tonight?
I'll just give you my birthday.
Yes.
Okay. 10/25/64.
And what time were you born?
1:43 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Do you still live there?
No, I'm in Seattle.
Wow, you're a long way from home, baby.
Yeah.
Now, do you have one big question for us tonight?
So I don't know. I don't really know. Like, is there an area I should be focusing on this year?
Let's take a look. Did you want to get more education?
I haven't really thought about it.
I was going the same way. It's a great time in your chart for education.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
For learning and expanding and growing. Absolutely, this is a great time. I think that's really fun. You know, Aphrodite and I look at the same thing, and sometimes we're exactly focused on the exact same thing, like a neon sign. It shows in your chart. So I agree with Aphrodite that this is a good time for growing and learning and education and expanding for your own benefit and for your future.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's even a time that you can teach and learn simultaneously. You can give other people the benefit of what you already know in one way, and then take on some things that are going to really stimulate you mentally now for your future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really are very, very psychic, my dear.
Am I?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think you're very, very good as far as dealing with people. You have intuition, you have instinct, and you also have a bit of clairvoyance thrown in there for good luck. Got a nice chart here as far as dealing with people. What do you do for work right now?
Oh, just apartment manager.
Okay. All right.
Managing people is easy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Seattle, your son is in the 10th house, and it's good. It's really perfect for you to either work for yourself or be the administrator. Which, from what you're telling me, that's what you're doing right now, and that's very good. So you have a foundation to grow internally more in this time period, and I think that would be really good for you. You know, you're a multitasker anyway, but this is going to bring you to a different depth. Now, do you like living in Seattle?
It's okay. I wouldn't mind moving.
Sag rising, you know? In Seattle talk. Yeah, okay. Now, are you currently in a relationship?
Yes, I'm married, and we have his three kids living with us.
So I definitely see the mom thing in there, yes?
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, I think that I would encourage you to look into ways to expand. I think your desire to move sometimes is because you are a little bored. I know it can get pretty gray. I can get pretty gray there. The winters are a bit dim. And you have such that nice Leo energy, too. You got your Mars and your Vertex and Leo, so in the Seattle chart, which means you probably miss having some sunshine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I think that if you look for that light within and develop some things within yourself, I think that would be a really good thing for you to do this year.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, great. Well, we're glad you called in tonight.
All right, thank you. Have a nice night.
All right.
Bye.
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 It's funny how that just screamed from the chart.
Oh, it always cracks me up, that education. And as soon as you said it, I was looking at it, and you just went with it. And I was just cracking up. That education is so predominantly strong. I think it'll bring her a great deal of joy, even though she does have a busy life. I do feel that will enhance her life a great deal.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North, and we're on Saturday. What hours do you want to be on next Saturday, Jacqueline?
What? I'll allow you to pick it.
We'll probably be on Saturday at the same time, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I stand corrected on saying goodnight in some areas of the country. But as I said, Jacqueline, you can reach her at 772-286-2720, and you can reach me at 540-400-0110, or tune in next week, and we'll answer one profound question for you. We're going to have a Valentine's Day special. We're going to be talking a lot about relationships and compatibility, whether it's with your little daughter, whether it's with your mom, or with your lover or husband. But we're going to take a look at that next week. So have all the birth information you're going to need ready for us.
Have a good week.
Have a great week. Good night now.
Good night.